Gemara and Afav discusses various possible lashonos of kedushin. For example, hariat miyuchedes, hariat miyuedes. And the Gemara asks very simply, the b'maya skinan, what exactly could the case be where the kedushin is found? If we're discussing a case she'ein medavrei ma'iske gita v'kedusheha, if they were not discussing the theme of gitin kedushin at all, so mino yada, how is she to know that miyuchedes or miyuedes is a lashon of kedushin? If you'll argue that no, they're talking about medavrei ma'iske gita v'kedusheha. So in such a case, why is it necessary to have any form of additional amira, even if afogav dvar mlanami, the kedushin in fact should be found? And in this context, the Gemara refers us to a Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah begins in the context of a very different theme, discussing the issue of pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. The Mishnah tells us the following: that hapoda Ma'aser Sheni v'lo korashem. A person is attempting to go ahead and to be poda Ma'aser Sheni, and he designates that this kesef is to be used and to serve as a pidyon, as a chalipin, that the kedusha should be transferred onto the matbeos, but v'lo korashem, that no declaration was made. So Rabbi Yossi omer the dai, Rabbi Yossi says that's considered to be sufficient. Rabbi disagrees and maintains that tzarech lefaresh, that some form of amira is considered to be necessary. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda regarding pidyon ma'aser sheni. If a person is not koreshem, according to Rabbi Yossi, that is sufficient. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not. And then the Mishnah continues that what happens in a case of haya midaber ima yishal iske gita v'kidusheha. So in such a case, now Rabbi Yossi says that also is sufficient. Just as Rabbi Yossi said dial when it comes to pidyon ma'aser sheni, hu hadinami when it comes to kedushin, and Rabbi Yehuda says that no, in both cases, tzarech lefaresh. So you have a machlokas when it comes to pidyon ma'aser sheni, as well as when it comes to our sugya, areas of gittin kedushin. And that Mishnah, the Mishnah Mishona points out the following, that tzarech tam b'may kemiflagei. What exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda regarding pidyon ma'aser sheni? So the Mishnah Mishona comments as follows, that pidyon ma'aser sheni is no different from hafrashas trumas and maestros. After all, pidyon is considered to be a detail within. One is mafresh trumas and maestros, or one is transferring the kedusha from the peros onto the matbeos. So this machlokas in details regarding pidyon. But this machlokas would be the case when it comes to hafrashas maestros sheni as well. In other words, when it comes to ikar hafrasha, Rabbi Yossi assumes that dibur is not necessary. One does not have to explicitly be koreshem, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and maintains tzarech lefaresh. This chiddush of the Mishnah Rishona, that what is true of pidyon ma'aser sheni is also true when it comes to the initial hafrasha, this is mufurish in the Tosefta and the end of Perek Dalet of Ma'aser Sheni. There the Tosefta tells us the following, that hifrish truma u'ma'aser ma'aser sheni v'lo kar lehem sheim. What happens if a person is mafresh truma, is mafresh maaser, but without a declaration of hareza truma, hareza maaser? What happens in such a case? So Rabbi Yossi says, niskanshu, Rabbi Yossi says that hafrasha truma maaser is chal, even without the dibur mafurash. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, well, niskanshu, that's tzarech lefaresh. So according to Tosefta, very simply, that this issue of pidyon ma'aser sheni is a more basic machlokes regarding hafrasha truma maaser. Is dibur necessary or is it not? What exactly is the basis of this machlokas, hafrashas trumas and maestros, whether an absolute kriya shem is necessary al yidei dibur, or whether the mere designation hafrash is sufficient? So if you look in the sugin shuas and the chav of mabeis, we touched on this earlier in the afei mabeis, the Gemara quotes the following braisa. The braisa quotes the pasuk of Dvarim Chav Gimel, motzos vasecha tishmor va'asisa. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara comments that ein lo ela shahotzi b'sfasa. Apparently you see from the pasuk motzos vasecha tishmor that dibur peh is indeed necessary. Gamar b'libo minayin. From where do you see that at times dibur is not needed, even gamar b'libo is sufficient? The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Shmos Laman Hey regarding Mishkan, kol nidiv leiv. Nidiv leiv, even b'leiv, that in fact could be chal. One could designate that for the purpose of Mishkan, even through not Amira, but through a Nediv Lev. The Gemara says, so the Nigmar Mina, So why not go ahead and derive everything from that, just as when it comes to Mishkan? The Pasuk says, Kol Edivleiv, and therefore Gomer B'Libo is sufficient. Why do we assume when it comes, for example, to Shuas and Darim, Gomer B'Libo, Sarech Lahotzi B'Svasav? The Gemara answers as follows, because Mishum Dahavi Truma U'Kodshim, Shnei K'suvim Haboim Ke'echa. The Gemara says that these cases where something is Chal B'Leiv, these are exceptional cases. This is unique when it comes to what the Gemara terms Truma, and also when it comes to cases of Kodshim, only there do we assume Gomer B'Libo is sufficient, otherwise Sarech Lahotzi B'Svasav. What exactly is the Gemara referring to when it tells us that Truma and Kodshim are Shnei K'suvim Haboim Ke'echa? This is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi writes in that Sugyan Shuas Chafacha Beis the following. Truma is not referring to Afrashas Truma. Truma is referring to what the Gemara just mentioned, Mishkan. Truma is Melechas HaMishkan, the donations that were given for the Mishkan. And Kodshim, that Rashi tells us is based on a pasuk in Divrahim in Beis and Perach Chavtes, where the pasuk says, V'chol Nidiv Leiv Olos. So that term of Nidiv Leiv is mentioned in Shmos Lamed Hey when it comes to Trumas HaMishkan. It's mentioned when it comes to Kol Nidiv Leiv Olos regarding Kodshim, and therefore these are Shnei Ksuv Mehaboyin Kechad and Ein Malamdin. But normally speaking, when it comes to other areas of Halacha, we assume that Gamar B'Libo Sarech Lahotzi Bisvasa. Tosus disagrees, and Tosus comments in Shuas Derevascha Mishum, when the Gemara says Truma, it's not referring to Meleches HaMishkan, but Truma is referring to Truma, as in Trumas and Maestros. After all, the Pasuk says, Meminbar Yurches, V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem. What exactly does that mean? So Tosus explains, V'nechshav, it means Shenitla B'machshava, that when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, Machshav is considered to be sufficient. The Mishnah Mishnah points out that Tosus' Shita is somewhat difficult in light of the following. After all, if you're using a pasuk of Kol Nidiv Leiv, that's clear. Gamar B'Libo. That's Kol Nidiv Leiv. If, however, you're dealing with a pasuk of V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem, is that so obvious that V'nechshav means that Gamar B'Libo Achol Pisha Lo Hotzi B'Svasav? Is that so obvious? And we discussed in the Pehemot Beis. That's not so obvious at all. Because there certainly are times where the Torah will tell us that v'nechshav, that there is a chiyuv or an iser machshava, but yet it has to come to fruition. It has to be concretized. Some dibur is considered to be necessary. And we discussed at length, for example, right, the Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachin Af Mem Aleph, the Sugim Sachim and Af Sama Gimel, when it comes to pigul, the pasuk says, lo yechashev. Does that mean literally a machshava haposeles? Not necessarily. Many Rishonim assume that dibur is absolutely necessary. If somehow there's a machshava poselas which never comes to fruition, true, it's an iser machshava, but that does not mean necessarily that gamar b'libo. Maybe it has to be manifest. Now we've discussed, for example, the Rambam Shita regarding losach mod. The Rambam writes that you violate losach mod when, right? Only at sheikach hachefet sechama, when you go ahead and you seize the chefet that you desire. And then the Rambam writes, do you get malchus? Of course not, because it's a law. She'ein ba maisa. The Rabbi writes, astira minei obey. The Rambam writes, you need a maisa gneva, a maisa chatifa, and at the same time, it's a law she'ein ba malchus. Poshav Sham, the Rambam sheet is the following. The iser, right, is one of chimud, but that has to express itself in some concrete way. What is the barometer? What is the intensity of the chimud that the Torah prevents? So, if a person just simply for a fleeting moment desires something, the Rambam writes, you're not going to violate los achmod. But if the desire is so intense that it spurs a person to action, that type of chimud is considered to be aser. But the Rambam Shita is the iser in essence, is an iser of chimud mamon, los achmod, and therefore, inherently, it's called Elab Shema Maisa. Just similarly, true, the Torah says that there can be an Isser Machshava, but that does not necessarily mean that Gamar B'Libo is sufficient. It could be the type of Machshava which is so intense that leads itself to an expression. So again, the Mishnah Rishonah points out that if you assume the Pasuk is talking about Shruma, the nefsha lachem trumaschem, and that's what the Gemara means. It is a chiddush that the Gemara assumes that the nefsha obviously means that something is chal b'lev, because even if something is termed in the Torah as being machshava, that does not necessarily mean that machshava alone is considered to be sufficient. That's the hagdara. But in terms of practice, how one expresses the machshava, maybe dibur peh is sufficient. But if the pasuk mentions nediv lev, kol nediv lev olos, or kol nediv lev when it comes to mishkan, that's what the Gemara says. Nediv lev, that's indicative of gomar belimo. That pasuk shows why Rashi assumed that when the Gemara says truma, it doesn't mean classic truma, but rather it means the truma samishkan based on the pasuk of kol nediv lev. So according to the way Rashi understands the Gemara, so generally speaking, Gemara b'libo tzarf lahotzi b'svasa, with the exception of Shruma v'kodshim. Now you come to a machlokas between Rabbi Yos and Rabbi Yehuda, whether pinyon meiser sheni, or whether even hafrashas shumas and meisros, as you find in the Tosefta, requires dibur peh, or whether it does not. Pashup shat, according to Tosus, this machlokas between Rabbi Yos and Rabbi Yehuda reflects that pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nechshav lachem trumaschem." How do you interpret that pasuk? "V'nechshav lachem trumaschem." Is it chal ayedei dibur, like Rabbi Yehuda maintains, or according to Rabbi Yossi, that no, dayo, it is simply chal b'machshava, and that is considered to be sufficient. According to Rashi Shita, no, when the Gemara tells us that Shum and Kodshim are the Shnei Ksum HaBoim Ke'echad, so therefore, it must be that if you assume like Rabbi Yossi, that Machshava is sufficient for Chumas and Maestros, we are deriving that from one of the Shnei Ksum HaBoim Ke'echad. One cannot go ahead and derive a Bininah B'cholot HaRakula to say that if it's true there, it's true generally. That Shnei Ksum HaBoim Ke'echad Ein Malamdim. However, it's possible that Yalfinon Truma may Truma Samishkan. After all, Truma, the Torah says, is Chal B'Lev, and even though the context is Truma Samishkan, but nonetheless this is true when it comes to Truma generally. And that is how the Mishnah Rishon explains the machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Dibur, Bituis Fasayim, is necessary when it comes to Pidyon Maaser Sheni, and whether it comes to the case of being Machrish, Chumas, and Maestros. Now, obviously, there is no need for a Suk and Boso Inyan. When the Mishnah tells us, right, in Perek Dal of Maaser Sheni, the Reish of the Mishnah, Dar Gemara does not quote the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Yossi, that Truma is Chal even Belein. So obviously, there's no need for a Suk and Boso Inyan. It means if a person does a Hafrasha, in such a case, that's Chal, because Dibur, in fact, is not necessary. The Mishnah Rishona just goes a step further and says the following. And what about when it comes to Kedushin? What is then the jump? What is true of Maaser Sheni is also true when it comes to Kedushin as well. Apparently, just as there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Chumas and Maestros, whether Dibur is necessary, whether it's Chal B'Lev, Hu Hadinami, the next step apparently would be is that that parallel should apply when it comes to Kedushin as well. Whether an overt Amira is needed, some type of Amira, Bituis Fasayim, or we assume that's not true. As long as the mice in the Sina was done the Shem Kach, that is considered to be sufficient. And the Mishnah Rishon argues then as follows, that even when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, Mi'ikar Hadin Daraisa, there's no need for a Sukin Boso Inyan. It's just that as follows. If I'm being Mafrish, obviously the mice are Frushas for the purpose of Hafrusha. If I go ahead and I give something to a woman, doesn't it have to be clear as to what the purpose is? Right? It could be l'shem halva, l'shem matana, l'shem ishus. So therefore, you just need some indicator that the nesin in the Kabbalah was l'shem kedushin. So that's what a suk and bosin simply accomplishes. If you're dealing with hafrasha, it's obvious. No dibur is necessary according to Rabbi Yossi, and it's obvious that the mitzvah hafrasha itself is all that's needed. Here, when it comes to ishus, if no dibur is necessary, how do you know that it was done l'shem kach? Maybe it's l'shem davar acher? So that's what the Mishnah Rishona writes. Again, that's why a sukkah bo suinyan is necessary. Not because a sukkah bo suinyan serves in any shape or form as dibur, and dibur is needed. No, this is what the Gemara lays out, just as Rabbi Yossi maintains that dayo when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, dayo when it comes to Kedushin, there is no need for Amira whatsoever, and the entire need for Asuk Vosuini is just to ensure that it was done in fact, L'shem Kach. That's what, again, the Mishnah Mishnah writes. So Midaraisa, you don't even need the Asukin Bosawinim. Midrabanan, in order to ensure that the woman will know, in order to ensure that the Eidim will be aware that this was done, the shame Ishus, so therefore Asukin Bosawinim is necessary. Again, you look in the Rishonim for different indicators of whether Amira is necessary or not, but just simply Poshim Shap, and you see the Mishnah in context. The Mishnah has a machlokas regarding Chumas and Maisos, whether Bitu's Fasaim is necessary or not. And then the Mishnah tells you the Hu Adinami, the machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Kedushin. The Poshim Shah and the Mishnah would seem to indicate that just as Rabbi Yossi does not require Diba Mefurash when it comes to cases of Chumas and Maisos, Hu Adinami when it comes to Kedushin. And a Sukkah Vosuni is just to ensure that the Nasi and the Kabbalah was in fact done the shame kind. The Mishnah Rishonah then has a further comment. And what is that jump when it comes to Kiddushin? Why does Rabbi Yossi assume what is true of Trumos and Maestros and Kachim is also true when it comes to Kiddushin? Well, again, the Gemara tells us in Shavuos and Daf Chavav that Trum and Kachim are Shnei Ksuvim Boim Keachad. Let's assume according to Rashi. So Trum means Trumas HaMishkan. But Truma should be understood in a broader sense, that applies even to Hafrashas Truma. So too, Kodshim, Kol Nadiv Lev Olo, supposed that the Gemara believer was considered to be sufficient. So Mishnah Yishonah writes the following, isn't there a link between Ishus and Kedushin as well? When the Gemara tells us before that Kedushin is the Aslu Chuliyama Kehektish, is that just a Mashal Ba'alma? Or is that the possibility that Rav Yossi will assume that just as when it comes to Truma and Kodshim, we have psukim to tell us that bitui sasaim is not necessary, it is chal b'lei, so who hadinami that this is true when it comes even to kedusha isha? Because kedusha isha also the kuliyama kehektish in a very real sense, and therefore dibur is not necessary. That's one possibility that, again, the Mishnah Rishonah writes, that part of kedushin, also the kuliyama kehektish, means that just as hektish could be chal, i.e. the gamar b'liba, maybe there is no dibur or amira which is necessary at all. And Rabbi Yehuda, of course, disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda will assume it's true when it comes to cases of kodshim, kol nadib levolos, that certainly is true. However, that is not the case when it comes to ishus. Ishus, in fact, requires a form of a dibur mufurash. This possibility, right, we saw earlier that Kedushin requires actual Amira, actual Dibur. We saw this in the Berachah Shmuel in Siman Beis, B'Shem Rav Chaim. This is what the Nesivos writes in the Torah's Gittin, right, in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Right, we saw this in the Chedushei Haran yesterday, in the Sugin Shabbos, and Daf Tzadi Beis. After all, when the Gemara was debating this issue, V'Yehuda Ruba Da'alma, the kasha that the Ran posed and the teretz that the Ran gave seems to deal with the chiddush that Amira and Lashon is indeed necessary. Otherwise, the obvious answer would be, as the Meiri writes, that look, all we have to make sure is that he intended, and that was her intention when she received, and that's sufficient. But apparently, you see, according to Chiddush Ran, that's not true. Amira is necessary, Lashon is necessary, and Lashon means Lashon HaMedina, because some form of Dibur is needed. And this we saw earlier as well, in that Rashman of Hayimud Beis, what exactly is the problem of Nasan Hu Vamrahi? Is it an issue really of a question of Umdana, that perhaps his Nesina is not based on her Amira? Or does it mean, no, that the Amira is considered to be part of the Kiyika, and therefore Nasan Hu Vamrahi is considered to be comparable to a case of Nasnahi? If you look in the Meiri in our sugya, the Meiri adds a very great chiddush. The Meiri writes this as a davar poshut. But the very great chiddush, the Meiri writes, it's in Dibur Maskel Tzarech Sheteda. When our Gemara mentions Asukim Bosawinyan, the Meiri writes that Tzarech Shiehei Lashon She'ilu Hayokayotze Ba Bekedushin Yehei Moil. The Asukim Bosawinyan must entail Lashon Kedushin. For example, Kagon Shiomar, Tirtzi Lios Ishti, do you desire to be my wife? O Ezum Yishar Lashon Osamoilim. Asukim Bosawinyan does not mean they're just talking about their apartment. Asukim Bosawinyan must be an expression of Yishus. A very great Kiddush. She'ein dibur be'iske kedushin mo'el b'ma she'ein kedushin atzmo'ilim. How can a sukkah bosunim be any greater than overt amira when it comes to kedushin? So So if when it comes to Amir of Kedushin, you require Harayat Mukadeshesli, Miyuchedesli, Miyuedesli, Harayat Lidhintu, so that phrase can be not independent, but that phrase can be couched in the discussion. That's the Chiddush of the Meiri. But that discussion must contain an absolute Lashon of Ishus. According to the Meiri, it's very clear that some form of Bitui, some form of Amira clearly is necessary. The Chiddush the Meiri is following, whereas normal Amira is that line and that line alone, here it was in context of an entire discussion. So the Meiri writes, but as long as the key phrase is found, the context does not diminish. So if they will discuss, right, Tirtzid Leos Ishti, and then they will go on and discuss aspects of that, the Lashon Kedushin that was utilized is still relevant, is still maintained. That's the Chiddush Meiri assumes of Asukim Bosoinian. But Meir writes clearly that Diba Mufurish is necessary, the Shem Ishus, even that context as well. If you look in the Mordechai in our Sugya, in Simen Tav Ayin Zayin, there are two girsos in the Mordechai, which seem to be relevant to this issue as well. The Gemara says the following, Hayu Middaber Ima. Right. He is speaking to her. The Meir writes that the Mordechai writes, Lav Davka Ima. Even if he's not specifically speaking to her. But Elahu Hadim. So two different girsos. Right? One girs, you'll take a look in the Mordechai, both are present, is im midabrim im acherim bifaneha. It doesn't have to be that he is addressing her. He can be addressing others who are present, but she's there. He turns to the people who are present and say, I would like to marry her. And he hands her something. That is called Asukim Bosoinyan. So even though the Gemara says Hayim Midaber Ima, doesn't have to be Bedavke Ima, but Hu Hadin Im Midabrim Im Acherim Bifaneha, if he is speaking with others in her presence. The other girsa you see in the Mordechai is not the word Im, right, Midabrim Im Acherim Bifaneha, but rather Midabrim Shom. That one letter, no, an ayin or a shin. Is it im acherim or is it sham acherim? There seems to be a world of difference between those. Midabrim im acherim means that the Baal is expressing the lashon of Ishus. In one case, he's expressing it directly to her. In another case, it's indirect, but she's present. She hears that he wants to marry her, and he gives her the kesef kedushin. Okay. But the other gears of the Mordechai is Midabrim Sham Acherim Bifanah. Sham Acherim Bifanah seems to be that not that he is speaking to others, but rather others are speaking. Others are speaking. Midabrim Acherim Bifanah. There's a group of people. There are others that are speaking. And then he hands her the Kesef Kedushin. That's a very great Kedush. That second pasuk of the Mordechai means that he made no representation whatsoever. He was silent. But the discussion generated by others was L'shem Ishus. They're encouraging him, come on, it's time already, get married, and then finally he gives her the Kesef Kedushin. That is called Asukim Bosoinyan. According to the second pasuk of the Mordechai, in such a case, it would be difficult to maintain that Amira is necessary. The Baal does not make any representation whatsoever. Poshub Shat, all that is needed is the Maisa Nesina. But obviously, right, the Maisa Nesina has to be the Shem Ishus. How do we know that it was the Shem Ishus and not the Shem Dover Acher? So that's the Chiddush of the Mordechai, that the discussion of others can create that Umdana. If the context of discussion is Ishus, even if it is others that are discussing, but in response he gives, that is considered to be sufficient. That is called the Maisa Lekicha, even though he didn't say a word. So the first girsa, Midam Imacherim, is the minimal Chiddush. It just means he must speak, but even if the Amir is not being directly addressed to her, but indirectly, okay, that can still maintain that Amira Dima Furish is needed. Otherwise, according to the second girsa, apparently that no, Dibur is not, Umdin is sufficient as mentioned, Poshub Shat Rabbi Yossi, based on the case of Meister Sheni. There is another Gemara as well that seemed to indicate that Umdina is sufficient without the Dibur Mufurish. That's the Sugin Gittin, right, a Mishnah and Daf Pei Aleph Mer Aleph, which mentions the following. Hamagarish is Isha, V'lana Imo B'Pundaki. A person goes out and divorced his wife. And then, all of a sudden now, they're spending the night together in an inn right afterwards. So, Kishiroa Shinivala, if there are Edim again that are present at sea, Roa Shinivala, then Mekudeshes. That's considered to be Kedushin. On what basis? How can that be called Kedushin? The Gemara says, Chazaka, Ein Anamosa Bilasa, Bilasnus. That's the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Kuf Mem Tes. The Gemara says that a chazaka can be used of innermost sibilas to be those nus. You have two options. Either the B was the Shem Yishus, the B was the Shem Znus. The Shem Znus is not an option. So obviously the Maisa B is the Shem Yishus. And that's considered to be sufficient for Kedushin. There are certainly no Amira. But nonetheless, right, if it is obvious that this was the Maisa Yishus, that is considered to be sufficient. The Chiddush of the Gemara is the Chazaka, complain wrong, that determination. This is what the Stipler discusses here in Kedushin in Simin Dalid. And if the Gemara tells us that even Chazak is sufficient, so apparently that indicates that certainly a Dibur Mefurish is not necessary. Even though you don't need a Bitui Sfasayim, the Dibur Mefurish, nonetheless, the Stipler writes, Mikamakon Bi'inan Dvarim. Dvarim is needed. What exactly does that mean? The absolute determination that Shemai Suzu Yeheyosa Kedushin. Whatever Al Tiddin could be recognized as being Dvarim, that would in fact be sufficient. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara later in Kedushin, the second paragraph of Daf Testament Beis, has the lengthy sugi of Dvarim Shebelev, where the Gemara tells us that Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim. The Gemara tells us this. The case in the very bottom of Daf Testament Beis, Agugavar Dezavan Ifsei, Adai to the Mesa Kleret Yisrael. A person who goes ahead and sells his home, right? His plan is that he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden the plans fall through, right? And now the Mocher comes, right? Wanting his house back, claiming Mekav Tov. So Rabbi says that, what do you mean? He didn't tell anybody this. Right? It wasn't a condition of sale, and therefore that's Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. So Tosfos Rebbe Dvarim raises the following issue. That the Mashmaos of the Gemara apparently is, since he didn't express his intent, therefore, Dvarim Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. So Tosfos is very bothered. And if he would have expressed it, is that sufficient? That's just the first step. Don't we assume, Tosfos says, based on the Mishnah later, and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that we require Mishpatei HaTnayim. If you want to make a Tnai, so you're right, the base requirement, but that's only step A, is you have to express it. But that's not sufficient. Why does the Gemara say Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim? Even if you were to say that I'm selling you this house because I'm making Aliyah, even that would not be good. Because we require Mishpatei HaTnayim, we require it. Tnai Kafel. That's Tosfos' discussion. So here the Gemara implies that had the guy only said a die to the Mesach Eretz Yisrael, that'll be sufficient. The problem is he didn't say it, and that's not true. You require Mishpatei HaTnayim. Tosfos raises the same issue. According to the Gemara in Sukkah, Das, the Malach Mabeis, Dalaminim requires Lachem. So, what happens if you do not have Dalaminim? So, if someone lends it to you, obviously that's not good. He has to be Maknit to you. What's the difficulty? I want it back. Right? That tomorrow I have to be Yotzi as well. You have to share Shogalas, you also need Lachem. No? So, in such a case, how will I ensure that you're going to return it to me? So, the Gemara says very simply, right? Hey, Lach, just take the Dalaminim. Almanasha tafsirayuli. On the condition, you return it to me. Almanasha tafsirayuli. So the Gemara says, if he gives it back to me, that's fine. If he doesn't give it back to me, it was never his. Well, what do you mean? Tosfos says, don't you need a tnai kafel? Don't you have to say if then, and if not, then not? And what happens if you don't make a legitimate tanai? That also we discussed in the past, something unusual. That's Tosfos' kashya, Ksuvos Af Nunvav. I would have said, if you don't make a good tanai, no deal. No, Tosfos is clear from the Gemara. If there's something flawed with this tanai, so therefore the mais is kayim and the tanai is batel. So therefore, in that case of Halach Esther Gzal Ashatach Sereyuli, I didn't make a tanai kafel, in which case it should be categorically his. The kinyan should be chal, the maisa should be kayim, he doesn't have to give it back to me. So how does the Gemara say that if he returns it to me, he's yotze, if he doesn't, he's not? He should be yotze in all cases, he doesn't have to return it to me, because the tanai is batel. That's Tosfos' kasha, Tosfos is bothered by that, no? Why do you say tanai batel? That's Tosfos' concept that the whole mishpatah tanai is a great chiddush. Normally you assume that lo asi dibur b'vat ha-maisa. A person gives a maisa kinyan, and al yidei machshava, al yidei dibur, he tells you, only under these circumstances, not those circumstances. How do that's true? Normally we assume that an act speaks louder than words. So Tosfos says, you're right, but there is something called mishpatei hatnayim, but any time that you deviate from the proper way of formulating a tanai, lo asi dibur b'vat ha-maisa, the maisa is kind, the tanai is considered tibata. That's Tosfos' discussion. When do we assume that dvarim shablev in and dvarim? But if it's a dibur peh, that's sufficient. When do we assume that you require a tanai kafel? So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. That's the next line in Tosfos. We're going to end up in Testament Beis. The Rashbam writes that one should distinguish between cases of iser as opposed to cases of mamon. When it comes to iser, for example, given kedushin, then you require a tanai kafel. Not when it comes to areas of dini mamonos. And Tosfos cites the Gemara in Gitna Daf Ayin Hayim Abayis, the case of Shmuel, a get shchiv mira. The person is very ill. He gives his wife a get because he doesn't want her to be an amana. Right? They don't have any children. She's going to use a kukli of them. So in such a case, a get. But he doesn't want to divorce her. He only wants the get to be chal if he dies. So Shmuel tells us how that get shchiv mira must be given. It has to be mamish, it's not kafu. Shmuel has three different stages. Im lo mati, if I don't die, this is not a get. And if I do die, then it is a get. And if I don't die, it's not a get. Normally speaking, Haman is always kono lav. That should start with im mati, if I die. And Shmuel doesn't like that the person should get up who's very ill and say, if I die. So therefore Shmuel says, formulate it im lo mati, then imati, imati. There's three different stages. Lo, yes, lo. Good? Okay. But you need a tanai kafel. You need three stages, no? So that's Tosfos' discussion. You need a tanai kafel. So the Rashbam writes, yeah, you need a tanai kafel when it comes to gittin and kedushin areas of iser v'heter, not when it comes to cases of dinamon. Tosfos treats that as the real sheet of the Gaonim. That's the sheet of the Rashbam. That's the sheet of the Gaonim. That meikar hadin tanai kafel is only needed when it comes to iser v'heter, not when it comes to dinamonos. And Tosfos writes, v'loni here, that cannot be, because after all, the whole source of mishpatei hatnayim comes from b'nei gadah b'nei ruvein. And b'nei gadah b'nei ruvein, Tosfos says, v'hasam davar sheba mamon. That was mamon. So how can you derive from b'nei gadah b'nei ruvein that dina mamonos does not require tanai kafel, and only yisr v'heter requires tanai kafel? That's Tosfos' kasha. How can that be? So a couple of possible answers are the following. Number one is what the Rashbam himself writes. If you take a look at the Rashbam of Baba Basra, and the Kuf Lam and Zainu Adbeis, the Rashbam writes that this distinction between Gittin and Kedushin as opposed to the Imamanos is just L'Rav Chedemilsas, L'Chum Rav Alma. That's what the Rashbam writes. It's not a Shita. It's not a Shita. It's a Chum Rav Alma. Generally speaking, we don't accept Rav Meir Shita. We do not require a Tanai Kafel. So when you're buying a house, you don't have to make a tanai kafel. You're talking about gittin and kedushin, adavar sheberva. The stakes are so high in Isra Ishasi, Shechiv Misa, Mamzerus. So the Rav Chedemilsa, the Gonim, said one should be chayish for the Yof Rabbi Meir to require a tanai kafel. The difference between Mamon versus Isra was not Meikar Hadin, but v'chumra ba'alma, to be machmer in cases of arayas. That's what the Rashbam writes. If you look, however, in the Rambam, in the Ravid, in Hilchos Chiyah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, There it's clear that the Rambam and the Ravid treat this Shita V'Yomim as a Shita Me'ikar Hadin. Me'ikar Hadin. Not just we're machmir in cases of arayot, but technically you don't need a tnai kafel. There's a difference between Isra as opposed to Dinei Mamonos. Right, in the past you pointed out, not to go through all the Ramakamos now, that apparently according to the view of the Gaonim, Bnei Gadim, Bnei Ruvain, Chalukah Sa'aretz was not a function of Dinei Mamonos, but rather that was part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that is treated as Isra V'Heter. If all this was the division of land, he didn't need a Tnai Kafel. Tnai Kafel is only needed when it comes to Isser V'Heter. The Chiddush is the Chalukah of the Shvatim is part of the Mekadesh. The Mitzvah Hatzlius Aretz didn't begin until Lachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. That's the Chiddush of the Gaonim. That was the need for Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. And a fancy Lashitase. If you look in the Ravid, this is quoted in the Shita Mukabetis in Balvasra, of Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Ravid has a very brief comment. How is Eretz Yisrael divided? Well, the Torah mentions Goro. But the Torah also mentions Urim Betumim. Urim Betumim or Golo, which one? So the Ravid writes the beautiful Chiddush that the Chalukah Lishvatim as part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael, that was Urim Betumim. That was the Ruach HaKodesh. The individual Chalukah in terms of which Yachin got this parcel of land, that was done on Yidei Goro. Moshe Mshat asked the Rav of the Shitose, that Tnai Kofel is made in areas of Isser V'Heter, but not in Dinei Mamonos, like the Shita of the Gaonim. If you look in that Rambam, Hilchos Zechiyah Gimel Ches, the Rambam has a very different resolution to this difficulty. When do you need a Tnai Kofel and when do you not? There are different types of Tnai. A person can make a tnai of im, a person can make a tnai of almanas or me'achshav. We assume kohomer almanas is from achshav davin. What is the difference between them? Im is mikan lahaba, if and when. Me'achshav is chalom afreya. So me'achshav is just if, but the chalos is lahafreya. Im is if and when. There are obvious differences between a tnai of im as opposed to a tnai of achshav. Now, let's assume, for example, a person's Mekadesh Nisha al Tanai. And before the Kima Tanai, she's Mekabelis Kedushin Me'acher. So who is she married to? Right? The Rishon or the Sheni. That depends on whether it's Im or whether it's Amanas. If it's Im, the Kedushin of Mekan al-Haba, she's Nesh's Isha ready. If it was Me'achshav, so in such a case, she's Mekadesh's the Rishon. There are clear differences between Im as opposed to Me'achshav. That's clear. The Rambam writes a very great Kiddush that this acknowledged difference is the secret to Mishpatei HaTnayim. The Rambam writes that if the Tnai is Me'achshav, then you do not require Mishpatei HaTnayim. If the Tnai is Im, Mikan Lahaba, then you require Mishpatei HaTnayim. That's the Kiddush the Rambam Shita. Depends on the type of Tnai. In the case of Lulav Esrog, as an example, I'm giving it to you right here and now. It's not that when you return it to me, then what? Mikan al-Haba, it's yours. Of course not. It means when you return it to me, it was yours then. That's the Tnai of Me'achshav. The Tnai of Me'achshav does not require Mishpatei HaTnai. The only time Mishpatei HaTnai is needed is when you're dealing with the Tnai, which is Mikan al-Haba. Very fascinating finish that the Rambam writes. Pashup Shat, if it is Me'achshav, it means that there is an immediate chalos. Rosh Levitchik expressed it this way, that the bitul hatnai is mevatel v'naisa, midin tovs. That doesn't require mishpatei hatnai. I give you a certain amount of money for apples, and you provide with oranges. So I'll turn around and I'll tell you that you didn't make a tnai kafel. You didn't say if then, and if not then not. So you didn't say, and if you don't give me the apples, the sale is not chal, so therefore, if the mice is kind, the tnai is vata, of course not. Mamisha mekav tos. You don't have to come out to the parsha of tnai. That's a tos completely. When something is chal me'achshav, but the condition was never carried out, bitul ha'tnai, it means it was mamisha mekav tos lagamre. You don't need Mishpatei Hatanayim. The Chiddush of Mishpatei Hatanayim is the following. Right now there is no Chalos. The Kiyum Hatanai, whenever that occurs, that creates the Chalos. The Kiyum Hatanai is Mekayim the Maisa. Not that the Bitul Hatanai is Mevatel the Maisa, it didn't tell us. The Kiyum Hatanai serves as the Kingdom. Oh, that's the Chiddush of Parsha of Tanai. That's a Tanai which is Mikan al-Haba. That requires Mishpatei Hatanai. That's the Chiddush of Rambam Shi. Tosus gives just the following answer. This is what's very relevant for us. That Tosus in the Testament days. Tosus says we have a three-way difficulty. Number one is Dvarim Shebaleim, Einan Dvarim. But yet, sometimes it would appear that Dvarim Shebaleim do work. Tosus quotes one more Gemara. That's the Gemara Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Mem Beis, and also Daf Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis. Hakosev Kol Nechosav La'Acherim. Person is very old, he's about to die. He starts giving everything away. He doesn't have any children. And all of a sudden, Vishama Sheish Lo Ben. All of a sudden, it turns out he has a child. They had thought for years that this child was Nifta. Somehow, all of a sudden, the child appeared. So the Gemara writes in Bava Basra that even though Kosev Kol Nechosav La'Acherim, he already signed that when he dies, all of his estate will go to this. No, the whole thing was Bata Levuto. The whole thing was a toast. So Tosus is again bothered. What do you mean? How is that different from any of our cases? So Tosus has three problems. Number one is sometimes you don't have to say anything at all. That's a Kosev Kol Nechosav La'Acherim. Number two is the Eretz Yisrael case, where the Gemara says, Dvarim Shebaleim Einan Dvarim, it's seeming to indicate. If he would have tipped his hat, if he would have indicated that I'm selling you the house because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, it would have been good. And sometimes you require mamish mishpatei hatanayim. So Tosus says, how do you resolve it? Dvarim Shebaleim, Dvarim Shebapeh, mishpatei hatanayim. So Tosus' answer is very simply, it all depends on the koach ha'umdana. It all depends on how strong the Rai is. That's what Tosus writes. Min hastam, of course you require a tanai kafu. There's no umdana. If I want to go ahead and make a kinyan, which is al tanai, so mishpatei hatanayim are necessary. There's no umdana either way. I'm selling you this house in order that this should occur, so mishpatei hatanayim. And if it doesn't occur, you have to explicitly state that there's not the sale to take place. That's mishpatei hatanayim. It also says sometimes there is an umdana. In the case of Sukkah Mem Aleph, isn't it somewhat clear that I'm giving you the Dalet Minim because you have to fulfill your mitzvah, but of course I want to retain the Dalet Minim for myself? There is an umdana at work. For that, Tosa says, all you need is some form of expression. You don't require a tanai kafu. The same thing when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. But the person is making aliyah and he's selling his home. Those are two independent facts. Isn't there some relationship between them? Isn't there some umdana that he's selling his home because of those plans? So maybe one could argue it's not ironclad. Maybe he got such a good price for his home that he's willing to go through with the sale. If his plans fall through, he'll move into a bigger house. But there is an umdana under normal circumstances, right? Those two facts are clearly related. So that's what Tosa says. You don't require mishpatei hatanayim. But you do require some representation. Maybe the guy just doesn't like his own. And he did not want to link those things. Even if he wouldn't go, he would still be happy with there's a buyer. And then there's case three, where the umdana is so compelling, where it's so strong, that's not called dvarim shebaleim. That's called dvarim shebalibo uvaleib kol adam. Dvarim shebaleim means dvarim shebaleim. That means that that's your mindset, but not necessarily someone else's mindset. If they were reading this case, they wouldn't know that. But sometimes the circumstances are so obvious. A person tragically loses their child. What do you expect them to do? What's the expectation? You expect that hakosev kol nechasav acherim, that everything that they give, they're going to say, and the only reason I'm giving it to you is because I lost that child, and if I didn't lose that child, I wouldn't give it to you. Is that what we would expect? That we would argue the fact that they didn't save it is some indicator that they want it to be chal categorically? Of course not. There's no expectation that they should represent that fact. Isn't it obvious? Avdarm shibli b'lev kol adam. That's why they're giving it to strangers, because they don't have a yoresh. And if they had a yoresh, everything would change. And if that's the case, all of a sudden, surprise, that they never would have done so. That's what we term Dvarm Shiblibo V'Leiv Kol Adam. That's Anan Sahadli. That's considered to be an absolute de Demuchach, where you assume that Dvarm Shiblev Havi Dvarim. Dvarm Shiblev means Shiblev Shal Oso Ha'adam, but not Dvarm Shiblev Kol Ha'adam. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos assumes. In those cases, we assume absolutely Dvarm Shiblev Havi Dvarim. The Stipler points out the following, and that is that when it comes to Kedushin, one could argue that Dibur Mufurish is not necessary. But Dvarim is needed, namely Dvarim Shibli Bovalev Kolota. It must be absolutely obvious that the Nesina is done the Shem Yishus. And that can be accomplished by cases of Asukin Bosawinyan. Asukin Bosuini is comparable to Dvarm Shibalev Oblev Kolada. That's like that case in Baba Basra. Of Kosev, Konakosov, Makosov, Acherim. And what about the Sugya Dachayim Abeis? Where the Gemara mentions the Sugya of Yadayim Ochichos, Yadayim She'enim Ochichos, as they pointed out, the Pirash Arash in the beginning of Nedarim. That discussion on Chiezer, that if the Gemara discusses the case of Yah, doesn't that imply that Lashon is needed? Yah applies to cases of Shvuos, to cases of Nedarim, to cases of Nazirus. That's the signal beginning of Nedarim. If you're going to apply it to Kedushin, doesn't the assumption seem to me that there is a need for Dibur? That's what the Nesivos pointed out. Yes, there is a need for a Dibur. If you hold that Dibur is not necessary, Parshim Shan Rabbi Yossi, Henderson the Sugya, Yadai Mochichos, Enim Mochichos, one possibility is what we discussed in Achiezer. Even if it's not necessary, but if a person is Mekadish Asisha Al Yedei Dibur, then the Dibur has to fit. Just as if you assume when it comes to Pigol. That even if it could be a machshava haposeles, but if the kohen will express the das al yedei dibur, then pingel has to be al yedei dibur. What the Gemara suggests in that very sugya in Shuas Nafchav Mabeis, the Gemara had a havamina to suggest that even if you don't need vitris fasayim, but gamra bliba bahotzi, of course torah chotzi b'sfasa. The Gemara rejects that and says no. Gamar Belibo, period, Tzarech Lotzi B'Sfasa. But the Ksugya begins, it's obvious if Gamar Belibo Lahotzi, Tzarech Lotzi B'Sfasa. My mindset is, I don't want the Shul to be Chal until I stake the Shul. Well, obviously, you're not going to say Gamar Belibo. The whole Chiddush is when the person intended it should be Chal B'Libi Bor. Is that good or is it not good? And that's the Sheikh Surban Ke'achar. The Stipler writes the following Chiddush. If the Umdin would be Dram Shiblibo Vleib Kaladam, so compelling, that's all you need. You know what the difficulty is in the case, for example, of our Gemara, Hareyat Mukudeshes without Li. It's not absolutely compelling. It doesn't meet the mark of Dram Shibli B'Lev Kol Adam. After all, there's a possibility of Kedushin HaDei Shliach. And therefore, if you forgot the word Li, it is no longer considered to be Dvarm Shibli Bovalev Kol Adam. Elamai, you'll argue as follows. Look, when you're dealing with Umdana, then it has to be such an ironclad umdin nemuchach that that's called varm shibliba vev kaladam. If, however, the person expresses it explicitly, ayidei amira mamish, maybe that would be considered to be sufficient. If you were to hold yadayim shenem achichos havi yadayim, if you would hold when it comes to shvuas and nedarim that this is called lashon, then it would certainly work when it comes to kedusha. If you were to hold yadayim shemichos lo havi yadayim, this is not a lashon of kedusha. Are you going to tell me, yeah, but rely on the strength of the umdana? This is not an umdana of dvaram shibli bov lev kolada. If it was a sukkah bosoinian and they were talking about their particular marriage, and in that context he gave her, that's umdana. But if they were not discussing their relationship, just harayim mukadeshes without li, the only way that could be good l'shem yishus, that's the chiddush that the stipler writes, is al yedayah. If you can demonstrate that this is good, even in areas where lashon is required, shvus nedarim, therefore this will work when it comes to kedushin as well. Because otherwise, we'll argue that this is not called ram shibli bov lev kaladam, and therefore is considered to be insufficient. That's the chiddush at the staff that writes the siman dalet. That case I mentioned earlier, the sugi in Gitna Daf Pei Aleph, also the same chiddush. The Gemara tells us, Chazaka ein adam osa b'nosa b'lasnus, that cannot create amira, but that can create the sufficient umdana that this is called Varm Shibli Bov Leif Kaladam. That can be created al yidei Chazaka. Dibur is not needed, but when you're relying on umdana, it must be Varm Shibli Bov Leif Kaladam, like Tosus writes in Nachman Tes. If there was some amira, then you don't have to have Dram Shibli Bolev Kolodam. And that's the chiddush of the possibility of Yad. If you hold Yadam Shibachichos, have Yadayim, so therefore that statement is considered to be a Dibu Mefurish of Kedushin. And that would be sufficient. That's the possibility of resolving it, again, the sugya of Asukav Osoinian with the sugya of Yadayim. Take a look at that piece in Siman Daled of the cipher. The Gemara tells us the following. This sugya of Asukav Osoinian, the Gemara uses as an example to tell us the Chiddush, right, of Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. We pass like Rav Yossi that Dayo. And the Gemara says the following: Ha da Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Kol she'eni yodei b'tiv gidin v'kedushin la'yoi sekimahem. If a person is not fully well versed, he should have nothing to do with these areas. Good. Does it even mean if someone was unaware of this fact that halacha k'Rabbi Yosi and the smachlokas Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara answers that Amar Shmuel enochi ami. But yes, that halacha is what I was referring to. What exactly does that mean? So Tosfos quotes the view of Rabbeinu Azriel, who interprets the Gemara simply as follows: you should avoid these discussions. Well, realize that Asukah Bosoinian can be very powerful. That can be interpreted as l'shem kedushin. So don't get in the habit of speaking to women about these issues for the purpose of kedushin, because pa'amim tehemu kedushes. Because sometimes that will be a language of kedushin, and they will not be aware of that. They will not know, and so on. So Tosfos writes, again, it's a very local issue. Be careful about this concept of a sukkah bosoinian. You can get yourself in trouble. You can end up being in a case where maybe you are married, you're not married, you'll know, she will not know, and so on. Rashi writes in the Ramas Chalo something completely different. That this statement of Shmuel, Kol Shei Yodem B'Tiv Gitin V'Kedushin, Rashi writes, Lihios Dayan B'Dava. That's a very great chiddush. Lihios Dayan B'Dava. Gittin Kedushin requires a dayan. It requires a yakid mumche, similar to mishpat. And the Gemara is telling us the following, that the one who will serve as the dayan for Gittin and Kedushin has to be well versed, such as he has to be aware of this halacha. What Rav Huna said, the name of Shmuel, the halacha, Rav Yossi. Leo's dayan b'davar. Very great finish. Rashi also writes this in Gittin and Afayim Adayis. The Gemara says the following phrase, that Osla Kameid Rabbi Achi Dahavi Mimuna Agite. He was the one who was Mimuna Agite. He was the one who was appointed for Gittin. This Poshim Shah maybe just simply means that he was the one who was Masada Gittin. But Rashi and Asugi Gittin Dafayim Adayis, Dermascha Mamuna writes the following, Dik Kaimalon, and Rashi quotes our Gemara. The Gemara says you need a dayan hamamuna l'kach. And that's the reference of the Gemara, a very great chiddush, that to an extent we treat Gittin and Kedushin as din, and that's the reference of our Gemara, that there must be a dayan hamamuna l'kach.
Told people new questions. All the stories are true. All the names have been changed. To say that Mrs. Cohen was distraught when her husband didn't come home from work is an understatement. About 2 weeks later, she found out what had happened. He went to the Rabbanut, said he was single, and married a different woman. About 2 weeks later, she got a get. So now, technically, she may remarry. Do you know someone who would like to marry a woman with 8 children? At least financially, who helps her come Purim and or Pesach? That wasn't meant as a rhetorical question. That is the question. Who helps her? And the answer is, you do. There's a YU grad who's between assignments. That's a fancy way of saying he was laid off from work and hasn't found another job yet. Who helps him? You do. The son of somebody connected to YU has trouble paying rent. The son of someone else connected to YU has trouble paying the grocery bill. Who helps those families? You do. As well as 135 Kollel families in Eretz Yisrael. Who helps them? And the answer is you do. And so each year we collect for Matanas Lavyam. I have change, I take tax deductible checks, and I have envelopes for anyone who's interested in mailing a check. Somebody gave an envelope to his father and his father sent in a check, so I think that was a good idea. Whoops, sorry.
This issue of to what extent Gittin Kedushin is considered to be din, the need for a dayan to participate, also is the basis of the following machlokas. Mishnah tells us in the very beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin that mi'unim b'shlosha, that mi'un requires a bezdin of shlosha. Mi'un obviously is only a din d'rabbanan, and Rashi makes a very brief comment in the very beginning of Sanhedrin, because after all, called the tikkun rabbanan, ke'ein daraisa tikkun. Somewhat unclear what din daraisa is Rashi referring to. If you look, for example, in the Rishash, right, on that sugya, the Rishash mentions that the din daraisa Rashi is referring to is chalitza, that mi'un, right, is ke'ein daraisa chalitza. What exactly do they have in common? That both are a severance of a semi-ishus. Right, chalitza breaks zika. Right here, mi'un will break an ishus d'rabbanan. In the case of this girl who's married off by her mother, by her brothers. And that's what the Rishash writes. But if you look in Ode Behuda, Novi is found in Evan Ezer and Sim Kuf Yadalit. And if you look at the Tosas Rabbi Kiveger, right, in that Mishnah, in the very beginning of the Sefer Sanhedrin, they assume a chiddush, and that is that the Kain Daraisa Rashi is referring to is Gittin. Ishus Daraisa severed al yidei Gittin, and Ishus Drabbanan is severed al yidei Miun. And therefore, a chiddush, when the Mishnah tells us Minu B'Shlosha, it's because it's Kain Daraisa of Gittin, and apparently there's need for a Bezdin in that particular case. So take a look, we'll discuss in the next year the Yamsha Shlomo, the Marshal, the very beginning of Maseches Ksuvas. In the name of the Zerua, to what extent is this true that we assume that Gittin and Kedushin has aspects of Din, right? What do we assume is Bayom, what do we assume is Belayla? That's a very great Chiddush that Yamsha Shlomo points out, that maybe Gerushin should only be Bayom and not Belayla, maybe Kedushin should only be Bayom and not Belayla. A very great Chiddush. If you take a look at Evan Ezer in the end of Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, there's a chelik which is called Seder Haged. So in Kuf Nun Dalet, there, the Mechaber discusses the Kpeda Nati Mesader Haged and Erev Shabbos. Take a look at the Bir Hagra, right, in Oz Gimel. There also the Gon, right, mentions the possibility to what extent Gittin, and perhaps Kedushin as well, right, is patterned after aspects of Din. But this is the Marmakom that the Gon cites. Refers you to the Gemara in Gittin Daf Hem with Beis, where Rashi cites our Gemara of Kol Shein Devativik in the Kedushin, Noyei, Esek. Okay.